This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome in, people. What would you, should we call our listeners people? Yes, we should, right? Because they are.
I mean, why not?
Exactly. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at the ready and on our way into another hour of conversation here on Good Day. How about people who are your friends? How about people that you know in life? Where would we be without people? Right? We talk about people. We talk about what they do. There's an old song from the late 50s that you call, it's called You Talk Too Much. You Worry Me to Death. You talk too much. That's you even worry my pet. See if you can find that, James, will you? That song. Have a little fun with that. Meanwhile, I have been doing a survey of the people listening to this program, and I've said this often. Small business owners seem to be a very important part of our listenership, core listenership, what they call P1s. And I wonder often if it's because I am a small business person. I don't know. I don't have the facts to back this up. But my sense is that people like the way I talk and approach my business life. I'm pretty candid about it on the air. And one of the things that in small business, I belong to the Small Business Association of America. And so there are a couple of good organizations. One of the things we all have in common is that we become slaves to our business. There are a lot of people, I'm not married, so my priority is my business, this business, and a couple of other businesses that I have, and my family. That's it. That's what my life is about, and I find my life very fulfilling. But there are a lot of people who will tell you that because of the business climate now, they don't have time to do what needs to be done. And they, you know, the problem is that they're often trying to do too much because they can't find the right help. You know, we were talking about, this was, got me started when I was talking with you, Jay, about the McDonald's, the 10, 12-year-olds that are working for this McDonald's franchise. And, you know, that's good and bad, I guess, in a manner of speaking. I think the younger you start working, the better it is for you in terms of responsibility. But that's just me and what I grew up around. My children worked when they were younger. It wasn't like they had to, but they wanted to. I think it makes it good. If your children are interested in working, you should encourage them to work. I think a lot of youngsters aren't really that interested in work because they have it too easy these days. And I know that sounds like some old, you know, with his philosophy of life. Everybody should work like I did.
Well, I think sometimes they want to, too, if they don't have any, if a child doesn't have any extracurricular activities or something like that. It gives them something to do with their friends.
Occupying their time.
Yeah, a lot of times you see different locations, family-owned restaurants or cafes or something, employ their teenagers and their friends, and it gives them something to do while also teaching them things.
Yep. And that's what it teaches you about life as much as anything else. How to be responsible with money, be responsible with your time, be responsible, being responsible, period. Which is not something you can get by looking around at what goes on, at least in political circles. There's hardly a responsible person in Washington, and all you have to do is look at the ridiculous situation we have with this debt showdown. The president and congressional leaders are trying to figure out what they can do to prevent an economic crisis. Well, it always goes to the brinksmanship, you know, to the end. We go to the cliff, and then we save ourselves because we all know what happens if you don't have this debt limit figured out so the government can borrow more money. The government doesn't make enough money through taxing you and me, so it has to borrow money so it can keep things going. And think about how ludicrous that is. When you consider that none of them, we're talking about trillions of dollars here. And the chaos that could come about if we just can't pay our bills. And this comes up almost every year now. And the Republicans fight with the Democrats fight with the Republicans. Democrats don't want to cut the budget, Republicans do. This is where I support the Republicans. The damned government is just, everybody, It's all the old expression, is spending money like a drunken sailor. That's what it's like. Clean it off. Start with zero-based budgeting. To go back to being a small business, we can't run our business like the government does. And you hear that all the time, every day, all day long from people. But you can't. The reality is it can't. Congress created a debt limit back in 1917 because of the First World War. There wasn't enough money in the Treasury to fight the war, so they had to borrow money in order to build up the hardware, the military hardware that was necessary. And over the past, since World War II, really, or you go up now even fast, it's always about war, too, by the way. Always, 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 the money that gets spent is about war.
Mm-hmm. It's more the most lucrative business in the world.
It is. And we keep feeding into it. You know, the money they're borrowing now is basically money that we, if we hadn't supported, and I'm not saying we shouldn't have supported Ukraine, don't get that out of what I'm saying, but that's where the money's going. The excess money is going there, and people say, well, what about Social Security and Medicare and the military? Well, the military is where it's going. That's where it's going. And there's so much waste, fraud, corruption. Also, food stamps. You know, the amount of money we spend on border security, that kind of stuff, it's ridiculous. What do we have to show for it? It's like the war on drugs. When George Bush, the father, started all that, they set aside, I think at the time it was $4 billion, $5 billion for the war on drugs, which did absolutely nothing. It created a lot of jobs for people, but didn't change the tide. It sort of changed on its own. But if you look at all of these other things that were, the business about government default and what happens if we can't pay the bills, you know, they can't possibly let it happen. And so there'll be some deal at the end, and somebody will point a finger at somebody else. Well, it's financial Armageddon if we don't pay our bills. And so, you know, by the way, there are a lot of investors who buy up debt, who buy up U.S. debt. People say, well, we borrow all the money from the Chinese. We don't really. The money comes from banks, people investing in stock in banks. There are the government all the time is, I remember my father buying Washington Power options or something. I don't remember what it was, but I remember seeing the stock certificate. It was basically selling the stock certificate, an arm of the federal government. So you can buy that sort of thing. And that's, you know, it's like war bonds, in a manner of speaking. That's how they get money for all the stuff in the war. People would buy war bonds. Uncle Sam needs you. We've seen those signs, right, Jay? Uncle Sam needs you. And there was some people thought it applied to going into the service, and it didn't. It was more.
I was going to say I thought it did, too.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, so they're back and forth, McCarthy and Biden having meetings and blah, 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 blah. Okay, here's something. We go from the ridiculous to the sublime. Here's a passenger on a cruise ship that found a hidden camera that had been used to film 150 people using the bathroom. Who gets their rocks off?
Awful.
Watching somebody go to the bathroom. They found out who the guy was. They arrested him. The FBI said that they found a video of him setting up the camera. This is a passenger on a Royal Caribbean cruise line who sticks a camera in a bathroom so he can watch people.
I mean, everyone has their fetishes, whatever,
correct,
but when it's without someone's knowing, what a perv.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, crazy, crazy. People are nuts. Here's the suspect that was arrested for the Dallas train shooting. What's going on, James, in Dallas? All kinds of crazy stuff.
I couldn't tell you.
The mall, the trains.
Yeah, this is right on the tail end of the Allen shooting from the other day, which was already a travesty. And then this, it just started on a fight, apparently. It was a fight on the plane.
In the green line.
Sorry, on the train. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I mean, it's terrible. The guy who pulled out the gun was arrested, And I mean, it's just terrible. I don't have much to say about it because it's just so awful.
Crazy. The shooting on the train, you know, as you said, there were 8 people who were murdered in a mass shooting over the weekend at the mall up the street from where you are.
Right.
And now this is on the, what they call, isn't it the Dallas Area Regional Transit? I think they call it DART.
Yes, that's correct. DART.
Yeah. So, anyway, another ridiculous situation. Here's for part two of the pervs of the world. The TSA worker in Detroit who was suspended after, did you see this video, Jay?
Oh,
the video
show
him yanking his dog around.
Heartbreaking. Yes, it's one of those sniff and duns where everybody just has to keep walking forward, and they walk the guard or TSA agent, and the dog walk back and forth. Mm. And every time you get to turn around, the guy would turn around and just yank the dog. And a couple of times, the dog went airborne by this yanking. It was absolutely disgusting. And the fact that this person is suspended is a step in the right direction. Now let's get him out of there and have people properly trained.
Where do these people come from?
Well, it also makes you wonder, this video went viral on social media. Mm-hmm. Was he suspended because it was caught? People saw this happening and got
not because of what he did, but because of them catching it. Yeah.
Outrage, exactly.
Good question. Yep. That's a very good question. Lots of questions, lots of answers. That's an answered question on Good Day. And if you're not sure, you can listen to our daily download, the Good Day download that you can get at gooddayshow.com. We were talking about King Charles. This week there'll be an off and on. Michael J. Fox and his dating history, conversation on learning from your mistakes. People talking about anger issues. We have that discussion also on our daily download. That's the most recent one. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit talks about whether the good home warranties and the ones that aren't good. He said, basically, I think he said, don't get a warranty, right? Save your money, have a little bank account set aside, because the home warranty outfits are not your friends. I think that's what I took away from it. Anyway, check out the Good Day Show. You can find that wherever you get your podcasts, as a matter of fact. Plus, you can get it at gooddayshow.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers Slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? Let's go to our Good Day. I'm noticing a few pictures of me from the farm that people are commenting on the Good Day website there, Jay. The people like to see what, you know, what's life really like on the farm. There's a picture of me with this cow. We call this cow Lurch, a huge brown Swiss steer that I saved. Part of, I have, I don't know how many cows I have that are part of the sanctuary. I've set up a bovine sanctuary so the people who have cows, they can't take care of them anymore and they don't want to slaughter them. They call me up and say, "Will you take this cow?" And I always say, "Yeah." So this is a cow. And if you look at that picture, you see there's an affection. You know, people laugh at me because of what I say about my affection for the cows and their affection for me. But you can see that in this picture. This
yeah, it's on Facebook, Good Day Radio Show. This cow, he looks like such a snuggle bug.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, and you see the children that are in the picture that are on the wagon as I'm taking a tour around the farm who are so engaged, and these children are so curious. It's very cool. So some of the comments, one of them is from one of my neighbors and friends who is now down in Florida. I think he listens all the time. Arthur Del Pratt was my first teacher in junior high school, and he happened to end up being my neighbor. "You're always happiest with your cows." Yeah, I am very happy with my cows. They are a wonderful, they're just wonderful beings. So let's see here. Tim wants to know, what breed of cow do I raise? Well, most of the cows on the farm are Jerseys because I like Jersey milk, and so the replacement heifers that I grow on the farm are bred, and then they calf out, and they go to a farm oftentimes in Pennsylvania. There's one local farm that has the same sort of philosophy that I do. But Jerseys are also good gentle, although I have one. I brought some of the heifers to a summer pasture. We're starting to move them around now because the grass is growing as well as it is, and so they can be sustained on the grass in these various pastures. So I took four of them down to my friend who has an ice cream shop in a couple of communities away from here, and he has a farm, and so he takes cows every summer. And in the process of getting them onto the wagon, we were trying to separate the bigger cows from the smaller cows. There's one Jersey that has gone bananas. Most of the cows we raise from when they were calves, and they're just like dogs. They're very quiet. This cow somehow or other has just gone bananas. And I don't know kind of what to do because we can't seem to, I don't know, we just can't seem to control her. Linda says she loves seeing pictures of the farm. Yeah, it's part of me, who I am. And so if you find the program interesting, one of the reasons that we have so much focus on the farm and farm life and food is because that's really an important part of my life. And so I share it. Annette says she loves that cow face. The cow is very sweet. So anyway, I appreciate all of your input, all of the feelings that you share, because you are sharing something with me that I'm sharing with you, frankly. And it's important. I think that's what we're all about. You also posted, Jay, people's asking people about their favorite memory of your mother, because it's Mother's Day weekend, and we should really be focusing, and we will be on this program a lot as we get closer to Mother's Day. Jay says that she would drive up to the baseball field every day, and about 10 of us jumped in the station wagon for a ride home. Isn't that, I can remember.
Fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Back in the day when you could just throw kids in the, like, open trunk area.
Yeah, right.
You didn't need seatbelts.
That's what Norma writes about
backwards.
That. Throwing us in the car and going on some kind of adventure. Walt says, my father built our house with very long, a music room complete with furniture, carpet, upright piano. It was a blessing. And it was when we were home alone with Mom during the day, she would allow me to go in, play the music. So that's a good memory to have, right? There's lots of good memories. Just share them. You'll feel better about sharing them, and we'll share some of them during the course of the week here on Good Day. Mother's Day coming up, 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
No, it's not your imagination. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Same cost, smaller package. How rampant is this now? Merriam-Webster's dictionary has added the word shrinkflation. Official definition, the practice of reducing a product's amount or volume per unit while continuing to offer it at the same price. That cereal box is thinner. Fewer chips, more air in that bag. Fewer pills in the bottle. Shop smart for brands you want the way you shop around for the cheapest gasoline. Price per gallon is posted right there on the sign, and you'll find unit price, possibly in smaller print, right next to the item price in the supermarket. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The killer in last weekend's Texas shopping mall massacre had neo-Nazi sympathies. According to the latest update from state police, Hank Sibley with the Texas Department of Public Safety said there was no manifesto found, however.
We are trying to get into his computer and on social media and find out, you know, whether he had anything that he publicized or been out.
He stopped short of calling it an act of domestic terrorism. A Russian social media site linked to the gunman has a selfie showing a swastika tattoo and posts that show a deep affinity for Nazi culture. And Tucker Carlson says his show is relaunching on Twitter.
Amazingly, as of tonight, there aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. The last big one remaining in the world, the only one, is Twitter.
The former Fox News host said the new show would be coming soon, but an exact date was not mentioned. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Be a good day.
Now, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
You talk too much, you worry.
Don't you wish you had been around when this song, this kind of music was popular, Jay?
Oh,
look
yeah.
at what you've missed. Your father's having a conniptionism playing this, probably.
I remember being little and listening to oldie stations, and I love all this kind of music. And now I go to the oldie stations, and it's like 80s.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, man.
Right. Oldies are the 50s and the 40s. I listen to music, the big band stuff in the 40s is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to rediscover how much fun it is to listen to some of that music from the 40s. The big bands, Gene Krupa and that ilk. And the brass, and it's so much, it's fun. Anyway, we need more fun in our lives. There are too many people with too many serious looks on their face. I'm just looking at a picture of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, who are coming up on the first anniversary of their marriage. There's something about Ben Affleck that looks a whole lot different, and I don't know what it is. I'm looking at his eyes.
He doesn't look different, rested, you know, happy.
Maybe, is that what it is?
Not so much, exhausted, one way or another.
Maybe. I don't know. They just, I always thought they were, when they were together the first time, it was an unlikely pair. And now it seems they seem very happy. She loves talking about the couple and their
family. They were definitely the one that got away for each other.
Yeah, yeah. And it's nice to see. But it's something, he looks different. Maybe it's the beard, much as anything else. Anyway, his body looks different. Your body is a machine. Take good care of it. There's no warranty. Repairs are costly. So in order to avoid them in the first place, you need to take care of that body. It's the most important thing. Without it, you have nothing. I remember my father said to me that without your health, I was young at the time, and I have been blessed with good health all my life, thank heavens. But without your health, you know, you were talking about having COVID for 2 weeks, what you felt, what you went through, people who don't have their health, and what is there about life that's worth living? You can't enjoy it by being mobile and all of those good things. So just it's just a word to the wise, much as anything else. A former NBA star named Rick Fox is backing a startup that makes concrete that removes CO2. There's been a couple of these things around, haven't there, in the last few days? And we talk about this before, or is it just that I read about it
somewhere? There are a lot of different things, whether it's helping to remove CO2 or using certain kinds of waste that don't really disintegrate easily, and making blocks, and just because there's so many buildings, there's pavement, tires being
used. Yeah, you can use it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's great. Actually, it's a great idea.
Very innovative.
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of smart people around who are using their brain. They're not using artificial intelligence. They're using their brain. Other elements in the air, hydrogen. There's oxygen. There's hydrogen. It's all part of what makes our planet and what allows us to live. There's a new airplane that is going to, if successful, return us to supersonic flight. Remember the old days when we had the Concorde? Both Air France and British Air had them, and they'd use them to come across the Atlantic to New York from either Paris or London in 3.5 hours. It was a very good, had one ride, very, very cool. So now there's a company in Switzerland that's trying to revive this commercial hypersonic travel. They said that their plane will be faster than the old one. It'll reduce flight time by 75%. So that would mean you could go from New York to Dubai, let's say, in 3 hours. You could go from Frankfurt to Sydney in 4 hours. You could go from London to New York in 2 hours. That's pretty fast, right, when you think about it. But then when you think about what's going on in space, anything that goes up in space, I was looking at the moon because it is so big. It has been. It's going down now. But last couple of nights over the weekend, that big, huge moon.
Yeah.
And I'm walking around thinking, I take Daisy out for a walk at night. I'm looking at the moon and thinking that there have been people who've gotten onto a vehicle and flown out there and come back again. And it's not, you know, it really isn't that far anymore when you think about it. And what, there are fewer dangers because we've learned how to build this equipment so that it will last on a trip like that. And so when we were talking earlier about the Chinese and them trying to figure out how they can get to the moon first, because that's what it's all about, and other space races, you put it, the Russians are out, but the Chinese are in. But we're still in, and I think that's what's important. But
I always think about how the changes of how they used to come back to Earth, where once upon a time it was like they basically just had a free fall all the way down,
right,
and then
yeah,
had a parachute and land in the ocean. And now is it more kind of like a plane landing situation?
Well, it depends on the vehicle. It depends. Some of the new vehicles that have been created by the private industries have landed. You know, some of them land in the water. Some of them land on land. Reusable jets and all that sort of thing. Because it's a for-profit business, they find it it's more important to have, like, reusable vehicles. So I have to, like, the taxpayer, although the shuttle was something that was used, most of them were up 30, 40 times in their life, going up on a rocket, and then they, you know, go into orbit around the planet, and they hook up to the International Space Station. And they did lots of experiments. It was, excuse me, it was a great time. I'm drinking, excuse me.
It was a good time. And it's funny to think about how when it all first happened, people thought that it was CGI'd and it was faked and everything. And then you look at CGI from back then and there's just no way that any of it could have not been real or not actual humans, that it was computer generated. Computers, yeah, just were not up to the task then.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I'm sneezing with the damn allergies.
Having a tough go of it.
Oh,
allergies,
my God.
I think I was telling you, Doug, off air, how I went and had I got my car washed on Sunday, and come Monday, it was green again. Less than 24 hours later, it is really rough right now.
It is. My nose feels like it's drained. I can see this stuff. It's gross. It's just dripping out of my nose. Ah! Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., running for president, nephew of the late President John F. Kennedy. Because he's become much more public, lots of people want to interview him, and he's talking about a lot of different things, including what happened to his uncle. He blames the CIA for his uncle's assassination. Well, there are a lot of people that have come up with different ways of explaining away what happened to John F. Kennedy. The Warren Commission was a joke. It was just wrong. And because of LBJ not wanting, the Russians were involved, the mob was involved, the CIA was involved. There are a lot of different components here. I was friends with Jack Anderson for a long time. Have you seen this? I don't know whether it's on HBO. I'm trying to remember where I saw it. There are a couple of episodes into the story of Nixon's demise and what the plumbers did. I think the thing's called The Plumbers. Woody Harrelson is in it and some other well-known actors and actresses. And it tells the story of what was going on during the Nixon era and what kind of hijinks was going on at the time. And so for me, it's an interesting revival of what the reality was. And knowing Gordon Liddy, as I did for a number of years, and the stories that he would tell about what they did, there were a lot of things going on. They were just, you couldn't imagine how crazy they were. And so the fact that, you know, they came up with this foolish, ridiculous excuse he was killed by one gunman and there was nobody else involved, it's just nonsense. So anyway, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is talking about that, and he goes into quite a bit of detail about Lee Harvey Oswald, but obviously he spent a lot of time getting into this controversy and trying to figure out what happened to his father and his uncle. But imagine that, coming from a family like that, where the two patriarchs both get killed, and they're trying to do something that's good, they're trying to run the country, and there are the powers that be that don't want them to be there.
And RFK, it took two attempts to assassinate him, right?
Yeah.
I believe he survived his first one.
Yeah. Is it pretty, we think that we're different than the rest of the world and that we have a more moderate philosophy. That's not really true. We have some really strong powers and influences in this country that are pretty damn dangerous, I think, and they're still around. Okay, let's talk. This is also kind of, I'm not sure how to frame this. There's some research that's been done on your DNA, and apparently putting all of the information together on some of this revolutionary DNA research, they are able to predict whatever the DNA, could be an animal, could be a human, could be whatever, whether a species is going to go into extinction or not. And they've studied whales, and they've studied lots of animals in zoos, and they're, because there are lots of people who are trying to create a scenario in which if we don't save all of these various species, we're going to, it'll be the end of the planet, which is sheer and utter nonsense. The planet has been reinventing itself for billions of years. There have been beings that have come and gone. There are new species of things coming up all the time, every year. Wasn't it a few months ago, Jay, we talked about like 220 new species of living, you know, whether it's beings or whether it's plants, the plant, you know, life that's recreating itself. It's all changing. Everything changes. That's how the planet is. It changes. So when you get yourself all worked up about, oh, we got to protect this frog. Well, yeah, it's nice to protect the frog. We're even on this development that I'm working on here, saving this farm and putting an agri-hood on it. One of the things we've done is create a wildlife corridor.
Oh, that's
for
great.
The wildlife to go move around the farm. You know, it's a development that we've built around a farm. And so we're trying to, you know, do right by as many creatures as we can. So we're actually building a 12-inch tunnel across the wildlife corridor so that the frogs can get from one side of the it's a road, so it's under the road.
Yeah.
So the frogs don't cross on the road and get squashed by people who are driving up and down the road, so the frogs can... I'll be interested to see if the frogs are smart enough to use the culvert under the road, or if they just hop onto the road and get squashed anyway.
Yeah, well, I think once they figure it out that it's there, they probably will, but at first, to be determined.
Right. This portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. All your car care needs, get the parts and service you need from the pros at O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts, 48 after the hour.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New America American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Past the hour. Good day, health time. Dr. Jack.
I emphasize the K, Jack. His name is really E. Jackson Stockwell. Sounds like he should be a stockbroker instead of a chiropractor, but he is not a stockbroker. He is a chiropractor. In fact, a NUCA chiropractor specializing in upper cervical spine areas, your shoulders, your neck, that sort of thing, the things that keep you moving because, as I was saying a bit ago, Jack, your body is a machine, and it doesn't come with a warranty. The repairs can be costly. People will do whatever they can, as is demonstrated by the fact that you have a lady who listens to this program up in Alaska who's traveling to see you in Salt Lake City to get herself fixed. She's interested in longevity, and wow, what a compliment that she heard you on this program and she got on a plane to come to Salt Lake City to get herself manipulated by you. That's very
corrected. Not
yes,
manipulated.
Correct.
Corrected.
Right, exactly.
Get her
right.
Spine correct. And she's 96. She's God still active her. And she wants to live to be 100.
Good for her. Well, let's get her there. All right. And yes. Maybe what I should do is record a special. That's an idea. James, let's record a special greeting for this lady so that Jack can play it to her when she comes into the office. How about that? You think that'd be special?
Well, that'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
And gosh, I can't even think of her name offhand. But you just, you know, if it's your voice,
hi,
you're welcoming her as Doug Steffen to my radio.
Right.
Oh, I bet she'd love that.
I bet that maybe that'll help her live a little longer. That's good.
Yeah.
Also helping you live longer are the nurses that serve in doctors' offices, in hospitals, etc. This is National Nurses Week. And if you are interested in becoming a nurse, you pretty much have to go to college. It's a four-year thing, right? You know, it used to be when I was a kid, they didn't have to go to 4 years of school. But now they do. And many of them move on and become
Well, Florence Nightingale was the first, but think about as they move on and become physician's assistants, some of them, right?
Yes, or nurse practitioners, or nurse anesthetists, as they further their education. I take care of a lot of nurses in my clinic, and it never ceases to amaze me how deep their knowledge is if they continue to study on their own.
Yeah.
Because they are one of the most unrecognized groups in this country, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think you're right about
that. Not just for what they add to our life, but the fact that these are very, very smart ladies.
Yeah. All right, well, let's welcome them and others into a good, healthy lifestyle. All about it. Then having vegetables. Now, you have a focus on vegetable oils, the good ones. You talk about this frequently, but it's because people abuse or don't pay attention or don't know. They think oil is oil is oil, and that's not the case. So there are some good vegetable oils and some not so good vegetable oils, right?
Yes. Yeah, well, the really good ones are like olive oil, pure, mm-hmm. you know, fresh, I was going to say squeezed, the first processed stuff, the virgin olive oil.
Yeah.
But it's the bad stuff. It's the soy and the canola that studies continue to come out to show that they feminize our bodies, including men. Women can go on and have serious feminine problems. Men can be feminized simply because these oils are loaded with estrogenic properties that stimulate the formation of estrogen.
Huh.
And this is, you know, we've talked about this in shows in the past. I just wanted to bring it up again because there's some studies that are coming out of the Tehran Medical Sciences University in Iran. We're looking at the toxicity of both GMO and non-GMO vegetable oils. And it is just amazing. And they studied a whole battery of rats with a whole battery of tests and found out just tremendous formation of estrogen in the bodies of these animals if they're fed canola oil or they're fed corn oil or they're fed sunflower oil and especially soybean oil, which is it's hard, just like it's almost impossible to find something in the supermarket that doesn't have some kind of sugar in it.
Right.
It's almost impossible to find some of these oils because they're super, super cheap. And they do the job of an oil in the processing and preparation of foods that are in boxes, bags, cans, whatever.
It's easy to tell people what not to do, but what should they do, in a manner of speaking, about...
Well, if you're going to have salads, and I recommend salads, especially organic salads, you have to make your own oils. So your apple cider vinegar, so organic apple cider vinegar mixed up with a good olive oil. And spices always makes a great olive or salad dressing that the kids, even the kids love that stuff. Stay away from canola and stay away from soybean.
Stay away. All right, that's good advice from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here every week on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. We're coming out to 59 past the hour here on Good Day Health.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.